Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
It's easy to go all in when you're in Arlington. Enjoy the array of international cuisines, live music spots, acclaimed theater, plus so much more. Explore over a dozen neighborhoods, all easy to get to. Whatever you're looking for, but never expected, it's all in Arlington. Visit stayarlington.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. This is where I'm going to be hanging out for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's joining us. He's holding it down live from New York City. And thank you to you on the free Odyssey app, tuned in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, and everybody locked in, tuned in on a smart speaker. We got a busy night. I'm here every weeknight. That guy who keeps calling and asking me about Sundays, leave me alone. I ain't here. But I'm here now. Enjoy it. Let's have a good time. It's Wednesday night. What do I do Wednesday night? Every Wednesday night, I bring to you a new top six list. Tonight will be no different. And this is like a holiday. It's like New Year's Eve. It's like Christmas Eve. It's like the eve of any other holiday you could think of. Because by the time I sit here tomorrow night, the NFL regular season for 2023 will officially be underway. This is what we've been waiting for, right? You go from summer and you get football. So one ends and something else begins. That's the story of life. Detroit Lions will be in action against the Kansas City Chiefs. And I'm sure by the time we get to about, 11:30 at night, I should prepare myself for just massive overreactions about both the Lions and the Chiefs. The Chiefs are done. The Lions are going to suck. And prepare yourselves. And then we got to see whether or not Travis Kelce is going to be in full condition to play. And then we have to see what the deal is with Chris Jones and whether or not he's going to show up to work. It doesn't appear likely now that we are on the eve. But we're going to get into Chris Jones. Because as we talk about everything lined up for the show tonight, I'm going to give you a top six list of the best NFL teams heading into 2023. We're going to talk about Chris Jones and his contract. Momentarily, we're going to get into Nick Bosa and the fact that he finally signed his contract. He's going to go out there and earn a lot of money, more money than anyone currently in NFL history. We'll talk about Nick Bosa and Chris Jones. There's just wild things still going on with the Raiders. At least Josh McDaniels gave an explanation. I think he did when it came down to Chandler Jones. Russell Wilson, this poor guy is just, he's a pinata. He's a punching bag right now. We got a report that Sean Payton basically said, hey, man, stop kissing babies. Stop being a celebrity quarterback. Show up to work and just play. We'll talk about this relationship between Russell Wilson and Sean Payton and whether or not Russell Wilson is a phony. We'll get into that. Cooper Kupp still not playing. Matthew Stafford, he's going to play, and he answered a question about his wife. That should be fun. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, there's a big fight coming up on September 30th. It's going down in Las Vegas. Canelo Alvarez versus Jermell Charlo. We're going to talk to Jermell later on in the show. Shout-outs to everybody listening in Houston, Texas, on the loop. He's coming out of Texas. He's coming out of Houston. And he has some words about representing the South, taking on one of the biggest names in sports on earth. I mean, this guy, Canelo Alvarez, is making Not everybody making Messi money. But he's right behind Messi and Ronaldo and Mbappe. And Jermell Charlo has a chance to kind of knock that guy off the perch. So we'll talk to Jermell later on in the show. We got a lot of football to get into. Of course, because it's a holiday. If you want to talk to me on this proclaimed holiday, the number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me. I'm online. I'm on the internet. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. It's Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. If you follow me there, you would already know what the hell we are going to talk about. Hey, Shep, how you feeling? You ready? You ready for the holiday tomorrow?
I am, my friend. Thank you for asking. How are you, JR?
I'm good. So you're going to be here for the holiday, right? No day off for the holiday?
Oh, no days off, my friend. Not for Thursday night football with Mahomes and golf.
Jared Goff excites you?
Well, he's the most underrated quarterback in the NFL.
Oh, Sean McVay didn't think so.
How's that working out for him now?
I think it's working out for him, not because of Jared Goff, but because of a bunch of other dudes who left.
That's fair.
Yeah, it's fair.
But Goff got him there.
Yeah, well, for now, until Detroit Lions decide to move on from him. But we're going to have plenty of time to talk about that, because I know we're going to get a crap ton of calls tomorrow, just of overreactions, as I mentioned, as the Lions and the Chiefs launch the 2023 NFL season. But speaking of a launch, the 49ers should be competitive again, right? And not just competitive, not just a team that shows up and wins games, but a team that is capable of going right back to an NFC title game, a team that's capable of going right back to a Super Bowl. And why is that? Because Nick Bosa is back. This gigantic human being, the brother of Joey, now gets paid more money than his brother Joey. Nick Bosa this afternoon, he ends his holdout and he signs the biggest, largest, most expensive deal that a defender has ever seen in NFL history. A 5-year, $170 million contract. This pays him, on average, $34 million a season, ahead of Aaron Donald, one of the most destructive players in NFL history. Nick Bosa, 34 mil. Aaron Donald, an average of $31 million. Just for context, T.J. Watt, $28 million. His brother, Joey Bosa, $27 million. So if you want to talk about Eves and holidays, New Year's Eves, Christmas Eves, all the Eves, the Bosas got bank. They can hang out in Florida and do whatever the hell they want to do come holiday time, because the brothers are making the money. And they're both in California, so maybe they want to hang out there as well. And not a surprise, Nick Bosa was going to get paid. I just didn't know if he was going to jump Aaron Donald. I didn't think that was going to be the case. But when you have 18 and a half sacks last year, and you are one of the driving forces for this stacked 49ers team, you're going to get the bag. 49ers are going to be a dangerous squad. They have been a dangerous squad. And Kyle Shanahan, he spoke to the media earlier today, and he let everybody know, oh, hell yeah, Nick Bosa's here. He got paid.
Is he here now?
No, he's going to try to get here today, though. So.
Well, maybe on practice field? Or
maybe. I actually was preparing to talk to you guys about how I have nothing to tell you guys. I was 3 minutes late because I just got told in the news. So obviously pumped up about it and try to hit him up after this and figure it out. But I know he's trying to get here as fast as possible.
Yeah, you want to get the guy in the building so he could start cracking skulls out there. The 49ers start their season off against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mike Tomlin already said, we're going to prepare like he's going to be out there. And yeah, why wouldn't you prepare like he was going to be out there? So Kenny Pickett could be a sitting duck. And now all Kenny Pickett knows is, yeah, that man will be chasing him down for his life. And it won't just be Nick Bosa. You might recall in the offseason, they brought in a Philadelphia Eagle, Javon Hargrave. The Eagles had and still have a million pass rushers. And Javon Hargrave said, I'm going to take my 11 sacks. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to join the 49ers. And so someone who is thrilled that he's going to be on the offensive, or excuse me, the defensive line with him, is Javon Hargrave. He's thrilled that this man is back to work.
In our reality, everybody happy he back. I mean, the players, coaches, and everybody in his organization, they just know what he brings to the table. So it's a sight to see him back.
So don't tell reporters, yeah, we're kind of freaking out about this.
Yeah, you can. You can't tell y'all everything. They definitely, you know, everybody was screaming. So it's definitely a great feeling to know he's coming back.
Oh, they're screaming in the locker room. They're thrilled. They're happy. And why wouldn't they be? I mean, I take a look at this team. I say to myself, oh, first game of the season against the Steelers. The Steelers don't quit. The Steelers don't lay down for nobody. The Steelers are capable of winning any game. But they're going to whoop that ass. I told you Mike Tomlin said we're going to be ready for Nick Bosa. This is what he said earlier this week.
Yes, we are preparing for Bosa. It's prudent for us to assume that he is going to be there and prepare in that vein as opposed to be surprised.
Yeah. You heard the man. Always sounds like he's ready to punch somebody in the face. I love it. And the 49ers, the NFC isn't what it used to be. Is there going to be an emergence of a surprise team? The Lions tomorrow night are certainly supposed to, you know, elevate themselves. We can think about another team like the Seahawks. They are supposed to elevate themselves. But if you want to go ahead and take a look at the cream of the crop, and we'll get into the top six later on. Come on now, it's the Eagles and it's the 49ers. And then, I mean, damn it, you know what? Let me relax. We can also put the Dallas Cowboys in the mix, right? As long as, I don't know, Dak Prescott isn't throwing around 15 interceptions, as long as Jerry Jones isn't going out there and meddling, the Dallas Cowboys, they're going to be competitive like they typically are. In the NFC. Are they going to win the NFC East? Are they just going to go to the playoffs and choke and disappoint? That's the fun thing to watch. And so now that Nick Bosa has been paid, more money than Aaron Donald per year, 34 to 31, more guarantees than anyone ever, $122 million in guarantees. Now it's time to see what happens across the rest of the league. Okay, I'm not worried about the Niners. Nick Bosa is going to play, and as long as Brock Purdy has a working arm and elbow, they're going to be fine. The real trickle-down is, what does this mean for Chris Jones? Yeah, he's holding out from the Kansas City Chiefs. I do not expect to see him tomorrow. And what does this also mean for the team that I just mentioned, the Dallas Cowboys? What does this mean for Micah Parsons? You don't think he's paying attention right now? Nick Bosa is 2 years older than Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons is only 24 years old. He had 13 and a half sacks last season. He had 13 sacks in his rookie year. Nick Bosa, defensive rookie of the year. Micah Parsons, Pro Bowl this, Pro Bowl that. Micah Parsons is looking for his check, too. And we know Jerry Jones is going to pay him, and Jerry Jones is not going to skimp when it comes down to the cash. And so, Micah Parsons was asked about Nick Bosa showing up to work because he knows this is ultimately good news for him. Listen to this.
Super happy for Nick Bosa, man. He really showed why he was the best player in the league last year. And it gives you something to chase, man, and not in terms of his contract, but in terms of how great he was. If you study his mindset, how patient he was, and just let the game come to him, it's really something to look for. And, he knows that I'm coming for him. He even said to my ears, like, I won this year. And he's like, I know you'll be coming for next year. I said, you damn right.
Well, that's good. I'm more concerned with the person coughing in the background. They sound like they are going to croak. They should have stopped the press conference and attended to whoever the hell that was coughing in the back.
That was off the team website, too, man. Imagine how bad that would have been if it was the reporter's feed.
Oh, my God. Maybe I was Jerry Jones in the back.
Not surprised.
Maybe you can't wipe out the coughing in the background. That was pretty bad. Now, is Michael Parsons, is he going to make more than 34? Look, in the world of professional sports, unless you're a running back, the numbers go up. The market gets reset. Aaron Donald, okay, coming off of an off year, an injured year. The entire Rams team sucked. Yeah, he came back and he got his contract restructured, got more money, sure. Eventually, somebody is going to jump Nick Bosa. The same way that eventually somebody jumped Myles Garrett. I mean, we can go on and on and on. You think about the NFL, there are two positions that make more money than anybody else. It's the guys throwing the football around, and it's the guys who are chasing them around, the defensive ends, the defensive tackles. And so don't be shocked if Michael Parsons comes back, has another season, I think this time probably more than 13 and a half sacks, and he gets $35 million a year. We talked about this last week. Michael Parsons made it very clear he's not just trying to be great. He's not just trying to be an NFL Hall of Famer. He is trying to be an exclusive company as one of the best of all time. A Mount Rushmore. Not just good enough to get into the room, get into the building, get into Canton, but to be, without question, one of the best. And so congratulations to Nick Bosa. He's going to be snapping people in half. He's going to be just throwing around Kenny Pickett like a rag doll in game one. But soon, Chris Jones is going to be looking for his paper with the Chiefs. Is he expecting this money? Probably not. He had 15 and a half sacks. And then Michael Parsons, he ain't going to get paid this offseason. But when he does get paid, I wouldn't be surprised if he jumps Nick Bosa. But the Bosas, they don't got a damn thing to worry about. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I told you on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about another defensive tackle looking for his paper. We're going to look into another defensive lineman trying to get paid. His name, Stone Cold Chris Jones. Probably shouldn't call him that. He got into an argument with the real Stone Cold Steve Austin. But you just heard from Michael Parsons. We heard Nick Bosa is going to show up to work now that he got paid. What's the deal with Chris Jones? Well, he spoke to the media, not at the practice facility, but at a charity event. And he made it very clear what he is looking for from the Kansas City Chiefs. We're going to hear from Chris Jones on the other side of the break. We have more to get into when it comes down to the Raiders with Russell Wilson and whether or not he's phony. Is Sean Payton being too tough on him? What's going on with the Rams? Cooper Kupp is just busted up. Matthew Stafford has spoken, especially after his wife. She ran her gums about the locker room. And then, of course, I'm going to give you a top six list of NFL teams heading into 2023. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. But before we do anything, I told you, it's the eve of the NFL season.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Nick Bosa, now the highest paid defensive player in NFL history. More money guaranteed than anybody, $122 million. More money on an average or an annual basis than anybody. $34 million, besting Aaron Donald's $31 million. So what does this mean? Michael Parsons is probably going to be aiming for $35 million. Chris Jones, Kansas City Chiefs, we know that they're trying to go out there and repeat as champions. They're trying to be the first team to do that in 20 seasons. Can they do that without Chris Jones on the team? Becomes increasingly, let's just say increasingly more difficult to do so if he's not available. And he is looking for money. Nick Bosa getting 34. What does this mean for Chris Jones? Is he going to make more than him? I doubt it. I mean, it's simple math. If one guy has 15 and a half sacks and the other guy has 18 and a half and is the reigning defensive player of the year, Chris Jones can't reasonably say, give me more money than Nick Bosa. Is he hoping to get more money than Aaron Donald on the average or an annual basis of 31? Or is he just looking flat for guaranteed money? Who cares what it averages out to as long as you're giving me a crap ton that I absolutely know is coming into my pocket? Chris Jones entering the final season of a four-year deal, $80 million. Do the math. He signed this deal back in 2020. Yes, that's 3 years ago. But to make on average $20 million a year, come on now. That's behind Aaron Donald. That's 10 behind him. Miles Garrett is making $5 million more than what he's currently scheduled to make. So Chris Jones wants some cash. And so understand this. He spoke today. He spoke in public. It wasn't at the Chiefs facility. It wasn't at the site of the headquarters before they play the Detroit Lions. Chris Jones spoke at a charity event today. And Chris Jones, he let everybody know, he's like, yeah, all I want, all I'm looking for is a little bit of a raise.
Everybody got on it all steam, right? So, you know, and some going to like it, some going to respect it, and some is going to dislike it. That's just the way it is. You can't make everybody happy, unfortunately. As much as you try to do and as much as you try to appease people, you're not going to make everyone happy. Unfortunately, I'm sorry. And I'm just asking for a raise, right?
She said he's asking for a raise. He continued on and said, listen, folks, people look for money, right? Don't make him a bad guy. Doesn't mean I don't care about my coworkers or my fellow employees. I just want some extra cash. Ain't nothing wrong with that. He is one of the best players, one of the best defensive players, one of the best players overall in the league. We're talking about a four-time Pro Bowler. We're talking about someone who was an All-Pro. He ain't start off hot out the gates when it came down to his career like Nick Bosa. He wasn't the number two overall pick. But he's worked his way up to go out there and earn a raise. And so we know the Kansas City Chiefs, trying to maintain a championship level, they need him out there. It's one thing to go up and down and up and down the offense and certainly take a look at the defense. If you want to think about the front line, he is the dude holding it down. You got Bolton in the middle. You got Snead in the defensive back. You got a game changer on every level. But you need Chris Jones up front. Are they going to be able to hammer something out after week one? Possibly. But, hey, let's all be real here. He ain't playing tomorrow against the Lions. We just got to see how Patrick Mahomes decides to go out there and just throw the rock around. Because that's what that man is going to do. He's going to look to totally outscore the Lions. And I wouldn't be shocked or surprised if we had another one of these classic high-scoring games. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Manny is here from Flushing. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Manny?
What's up, JR? How you doing, my brother?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, man. Listen, I'm happy for Nick Bosa that he got his money. I hope that the brother Chris don't get his money as well. And also, I got one thing for him. I'm glad you brought up Matthew Stafford and his wife. Man, I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear a damn thing about a damn word about her. Come on, man. I mean, do I have ears talking about his teammates not respect, like not listening, paying attention to him? I mean, let the players do it. I mean, your old coach from the Jets, whatever his family said, don't press in. Nobody cares what you think. I mean, come on, man. Don't say some things that you wish that one day he regret you. never heard like LeBron's wife say anything. You never heard Ayesha Curry say anything. Oh. I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, there have been times, and thank you, Manny, for calling from Flushing. There was a particular instance where Ayesha Curry was online on social media, on Twitter, tweeting away. We know about the comments from Kelly Stafford, Matthew Stafford's wife, where she pretty much said, my 35-year-old husband is having difficulty connecting with the Rams in the locker room. And Matthew Stafford actually addressed that today. Matthew Stafford pretty much said that, well, I definitely feel connected to the guys in the locker room with me. And he says, I love coming to work. I love working with my teammates. They all know that. He said he didn't have to address his wife's comments with anybody in the locker room. And he says, hey, I just show up to work. I'm not worried about it. Nobody in the locker room's worried about it. What else is he supposed to say? And if you're one of the players, what the hell are you going to say either? Well, hey, man, tell your wife to shut up. Like, what's your wife's problem? Like, what possibly could anyone have said to Matthew Stafford? Especially if you're one of the young players who calls him sir. Matthew Stafford won a Super Bowl, okay? You showing up for a paycheck. Do you appreciate what his wife said? Probably not. Do you care enough to go to talk to Matthew Stafford enough? Probably not. Water under the bridge. It makes for good conversation. If you're me, I'm hoping that she says something crazy every week so I can talk about it. But the Rams, they got bigger issues. They have bigger problems. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Damn it, you want to talk about bigger problems? Kansas City Chiefs are defending Super Bowl champions. They got to pay Chris Jones. Not a bad problem to have. The 49ers, they solved one of their problems today, giving Nick Bosa one of the largest contracts, the largest contract for a defender in NFL history. A good problem to have if you're the 49ers. A team that has a major problem for the all wrong reasons? That happened to be the Raiders. I told you yesterday about the comments on social media by Chandler Jones. Well, today, Josh McDaniels had some responses as to why Chandler Jones isn't or was not allowed in the building. And some of the reasons are personal. I'm going to share those comments with you on the other side. The Raiders always providing excellent talking points for dysfunction. We'll hear from Josh McDaniels on the other side of the break. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, brother. Really love your show. I really appreciate all your work through the years. Got me through some really hard times.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. At the top of the hour. Yeah, well, how about this? This has been an interesting start to the show. Okay, yeah, we talked about Nick Bosa and his deal. Before we went to the break, we talked about the Chiefs and Chris Jones. Chris Jones hasn't come to an agreement on a contract. It doesn't appear that he's going to play in the opener tomorrow when the Kansas City Chiefs take on the Lions. It's an AFC West team, the Kansas City Chiefs. One of their rivals happens to be the Raiders. We're going to talk about the Raiders momentarily. And then when we get to the top of the hour, we're going to talk about another team that plays in the AFC West. We're going to talk about the We're going to talk about the Denver Broncos. We're going to talk about them bum-ass Raiders in a second here. So we got a lot of AFC West conversation going from the Chiefs down to the Raiders. And at the top of the hour, the Broncos. And the Broncos might also be bum-ass, depending on how Sean Payton views Russell Wilson and how Russell Wilson bounces back. But that's a conversation for the top of the hour. Let's get the Raiders out the way. Yesterday, it was rather unusual to see, hear, and read Chandler Jones basically diss the general manager, Ziegler, and McDaniels, the head coach of the Raiders, saying that they locked him out of the facility. He'll never play for them again. I guess he went into the James Harden playbook. This is someone who last season completed his first year with the Raiders after signing what was a three-year, $51 million contract. Unfortunately for Chandler Jones, he didn't have the greatest of years last season. Okay, the guy only had 4.5 sacks. He's going to be 34 years old come February. I don't know, maybe his brother John is giving him career advice. Just go ahead and burn everything down to the ground. And so after those unusual comments that you typically don't see from a professional athlete, why? Because they want money. They want that bread. Even if you're not going to get paid by the Raiders, you don't want to make yourself into or paint yourself into a corner where another team doesn't want you. And so Chandler Jones is not doing himself any favors. Not to say his career is over, but he is not doing himself any favors. And so he is currently away from the team. And so head coach Josh McDaniels spoke to the media today, and he basically did one of the "I hear no evil, see no evil, I will speak no evil." He was asked about Chandler Jones, and he had no answers. Listen to this.
I'm not going to talk about the, you know, that's kind of a personal situation. And as a, you know, we've never really gone into, you know, those kind of things. So I'm going to steer away from that. You know, it's a private matter. And, you know, if there's something to report on it, then, you know, we'll do that. But as of right now, no.
Okay.
There's nothing to report. There's nothing to talk about. No, I don't, you know, right now we're going day to day. You know, he's not going to be here today, so we'll kind of take it one day at a time.
Did it warrant some sort of a talk with the team to kind of a...
Yeah, I'm not going to get into this. You know what I mean? So it's a personal situation. It's a private matter. You know, want to talk about the game on Sunday? I'll be excited to talk about the game.
Okay, well, I mean, part of the game is the fact that he's not going to be available, that he's not going to play. And sure, eventually we're going to find out what the deal is. Eventually, Chandler Jones is likely, I assume, to show up for work. Or if he's not showing up for work and they give him the boot, is he going to be back on social media? I think all are likely. We're going to find out what happens. But for right now, they don't want to talk about it. Max Crosby, the best defender on the team, Max Crosby didn't want to talk about it. Davante Adams said, yeah, we're not going to talk about it. Everybody's just saying the same thing. Hey, we are taking care of all of these things in-house. Okay. Now, we do know this. He and his brother, unfortunately, here and there, they've had some issues with substance abuse. I mean, is Chandler Jones on something? Was he going through something? We're going to find out sooner than later. If this was like a real deep personal issue, I think we would have heard about it. We still might. Raiders are going to Raider. And unfortunately for them, a team that was one of the worst defenses last year, am I supposed to expect anything different? Max Crosby, they just drafted Tyree Wilson. Are we expecting big things out of him? Probably not. Raiders are... they're just a disaster, man. Jimmy Garoppolo. Hey, Shep, how long before Jimmy Garoppolo would just twist an ankle? How long do we got to wait?
Man, probably before McDaniels gets the pink slip.
Oh, yeah. So, Jimmy Garoppolo bound for a surgical table sooner than later. And I'm sure between now and I want to say the start of the regular season, I don't want to be that much of a jerk. We're pulling up on it. The Raiders are likely to have an additional issue as we continue on with
well,
the season.
They don't have a head. They don't have a head coach. That's the problem.
Well, it's not even a head coach.
He's the coordinator.
They have an owner, who is the owner as a result of nepotism, and just from the top down, they are just a disaster. So we can look at plenty of issues. The offensive line, we can look at the quarterback, we can look at the guy who calls the shots. The best thing about the Raiders, their history. We can look at the logo. And for anyone who's been out at Allegiant Stadium, those are some positives. Unfortunately, though, for football fans, I'm not expecting too much of a positive from the Raiders this year, as the Kansas City Chiefs are likely to trounce them. They're probably getting into a shootout with another poorly ran, poorly coached team with the Chargers. The Raiders are going to Raider. And poor fans for the Raiders. Go to Vegas, though. Go see a game. I think it's absolutely worth it if you're a visitor. Anyway, speaking of and this behavior is just reprehensible. I don't know how much more time this individual is going to even have to go out and play professional sports. Julio Urias. This man plays for the Dodgers. Last season, damn good year. This season, having a crap year, last pitched on September 1st over the holiday weekend, he did something that a lot of people wanted to do. He was in Los Angeles as L.A. faced Lionel Messi and Inter Miami. And so it sounds like a great holiday weekend, right? You're a pitcher for the Dodgers, and you take your wife, your girlfriend, your spouse, or whatever the hell she is, you take her to see the game. And this is where things go down the toilet. You get arrested. You get arrested for domestic assault, alleged domestic assault. And so Julio Urias, today, he was placed on administrative leave. He allegedly got physical with his partner somewhere in or around the game. It's just wild. Don't take my word for it. I want you to go ahead right now and listen to this news from ABC 7 out in L.A.
We have breaking news right now. Major League Baseball just announcing star Dodgers pitcher Julio Urias has been placed on administrative leave until further notice. Urias was arrested on Sunday near BMO Stadium in Exposition Park over domestic violence accusations. The 27-year-old was released on $50,000 bond. The MLB is also investigating this incident as well. The Dodgers are also replacing the Julio Urias bobblehead promotion for the night of September 21st. The Dodgers released a statement that reads in part, "The Dodgers take all allegations of the kind of this case very seriously, and we do not condone or excuse any acts of domestic violence."
This guy was arrested in May of 2019 for domestic battery. He was suspended 20 games there. I don't know what it is with the Dodgers. I don't know if it's something in the water or what may have you. Let's also not forget, there's that jackass, I got no problem calling him a jackass, who's currently playing baseball in Japan right now, Trevor Bauer, because of his own assault allegations of a sexual nature. And so I don't know what's going on in Dodgerland or Dodgerville. This is pretty terrible here. And over the past several years, Aroldis Chapman of the Yankees, punished under MLB's domestic violence policy. Domingo Germán, punished a few years ago. And we now know this guy is also in alcohol abuse rehab. It's just terrible, man. It's bad. And who cares about the bobblehead? Shep, you want one of his bobbleheads, no, right?
Well, no, but it's a shame because, like, he's one of baseball's big, like, he's, JR, he's one of the only guys that might have a shot at reaching 300 wins. Like, he's been that. This is such a bad look for the sport. And when I read that part, JR, about what you're talking about with 2019, I thought that was a typo, and someone meant that to be 2023, not knowing he also got arrested for essentially, allegedly, something very similar.
Yeah, I don't know how many chances or opportunities. I don't believe that since MLB has really instituted any type of domestic violence policy, that they've had someone be punished twice over it. And is he going to be that first dude for it to happen? I don't know. I don't know the domestic violence policy. I'm not sitting around reading it like it's a piece of literature. But I can imagine we not going to see this dude pitching for the Dodgers in a long time. And he is a very good pitcher. He's having a crap season. Still entering into his prime now at 26, 27 years old, just turned 27. Dodgers are trying to win a World Series. He's not going to be available. Let's be real. We're not going to see this dude for the rest of the season. We may not see him next season, depending on how this investigation goes. And he ain't the first dude. We see what happened with Wander Franco, who is being investigated for his relationships. And I say relationships as in plural, with minors, allegedly. And so you got two stars here, or at least two impact players missing from teams that are trying to compete for a championship. But more importantly than a championship, man, you gotta keep your hands to yourselves, man. Can't be hitting on anybody. Can't hit on a woman. Don't sexually assault anybody. You talk to someone who's your own age, not a good look. And so not necessarily in the Raiders' scope of, mismanagement. Typically, their players end up doing other things. Unfortunately, car accidents and such. But just a wild situation going on right now with Julio Urias and the Dodgers. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to go from one disaster to another. This team needs a whole mop and a cleanup. We're talking about the Denver Broncos, Russell Wilson, and Sean Payton. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Guys, it's no secret that classic dress shirts suck. That's why our friends at And Collar created something different. No more tight collars, loose fabric, or stubborn stains. Just outrageously comfortable shirts that are breathable, stain-resistant, and perfect for all occasions. Blending the comfort of athletic wear with the style of dress shirts, you'll never feel better being dressed up. Discover their versatile collection at andcollar.com and save 20% with code RADIO. Shop shirts and more at andcollar.com. Discount code available for a limited time. Terms and conditions apply.
Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs are the landscaping plants that have been trialed and tested by expert horticulturists to ensure your success. Whether you're looking for the hottest hydrangea, a reblooming rose, or an elegant evergreen, you can count on the shrubs in the white containers for easy care curb appeal for years to come. There's still plenty of time to improve your landscape this season, so head to your favorite local garden center and ask for Proven Winners Color Choice Flowering Shrubs.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.